And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 22nd of October, 2014. It was on this date, 1879, Thomas Edison tested the first successful electric light bulb at his laboratory in Menlo Park, New Jersey. Electric lights already existed, but they were too bright to be used inside the home, so people used gas lights instead. He knew he was going to have to design some kind of a bulb, and the question was, what would the filament be made of? He needed something that would glow when it was heated with electricity, but it wouldn't burn up too quickly. And he tested thousands of different materials. He tried platinum, but platinum was too expensive. He tried a carbonized cotton fiber, which worked for about 14 and a half hours, and eventually he used bamboo fiber, which lasted for 1,200 hours. Somebody asked Edison how he was able to persist despite those thousands of failures, and he said, "I have not failed. I have succeeded in proving that those thousands of ways will not work, and when I have eliminated the ways that will not work, I will find the way that will work." It's the birthday of John Reed, Portland, Oregon, 1887, best known for the book 10 Days That Shook the World about the Russian Revolution of 1917. It's the birthday of the columnist John Gould, born in Brighton, Massachusetts, 1908. He lived in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and for more than 60 years, starting in 1942, he wrote a weekly column for the Christian Science Monitor about what he saw in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and on the farm where his great-grandfather had homesteaded, where he had settled with his family. And it's the birthday of Doris Lessing, born in Kermanshah, Iran, 1919, grew up in southern Rhodesia on her parents' farm. She got married, she had two children, but realized that that life was not for her. And so, at the age of 30, she moved to London, leaving the husband and the two children behind. She said, "There is nothing more boring for an intelligent woman than to spend endless amounts of time with small children. I felt I wasn't the best person to bring them up. I would have ended up an alcoholic or a frustrated intellectual like my mother." Her first novel, The Grass is Singing, was published in London in the spring of 1949, and then in 1962, the book that made her famous, The Golden Notebook. Here's a poem for today by Harvey Shapiro, entitled Psalm. I am still on a rooftop in Brooklyn on your holy day. The harbor is before me, Governor's Island, the Verrazano Bridge, and the Narrows. I keep in my head what Rabbi Nachman said about the world being a narrow bridge, and that the important thing is not to be afraid. So on this day, I bless my mother and father that they be not fearful where they wander, and I ask you to bless them. And before you close your book of life, your Sefer HaChaim, remember that I always praised your world and your splendor, and that my tongue tried to say your name on Court Street in Brooklyn. Take me safely through the narrows to the sea. Harvey Shapiro's poem, Psalm, from A Momentary Glory, published by Wesleyan Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.